The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. I don't know if you are familiar with a little animal called the antechinus. They're small, prickly mammals that look like a tenrec from Madagascar. Currently, there are 15 known antechinus species living in the forests and woodlands of Australia and New Guinea. Antechinuses breed during the Australian winter when their food, small vertebrates and invertebrates, are scarce. This timing ensures their babies will be born in the spring when food is bountiful. Interestingly, males stop producing sperm before the mating season begins. However, they have surging testosterone levels that tend to make them very aggressive. Both male and female antechinuses are promiscuous and will try to mate with numerous partners throughout the breeding period. However, to increase their chances of fathering offspring, males will mate with females for as long as possible. Antechinuses will mate continually for the entire breeding period, which lasts on average about 2 weeks. The sustained high levels of testosterone stop the production of cortisol from being turned off, allowing males to burn more sugar. It frees them from the need to feed as often, but the downside is that the cortisol in sustained levels is poisonous.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.